Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Mighty Mini Heater. This powerful heater puts out 78% more heat than big box heaters, seven times its size, and can heat up to 1,000 square feet. Get your Eden Pure Mighty Mini Heater today at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word Howie10 and you'll save $10 and get free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, etc.
Minor incursion. What did that mean?
Nora, Russia's going to pounce on that phrase during diplomatic talks, which are set to begin Friday.
Like Kobayashi.
They see Joe Biden as weak. Yesterday's press conference did not help.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As the federal chairman, Chairman Powell.
Are you saying Powell? What are you saying?
Powell! The Fed Chairman Powell has indicated.
Why does he keep doing that?
Unchained and unstoppable.
And Joe Biden said he's had enormous progress during his presidency. I don't see it that way, do you?
Well, progress in destroying our country, yes.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Some of the texters are just up in arms about this this guy, the bum who stuck out his tongue for the camera when he was brought in by the New York City police after he shoved the 40-year-old woman on the tracks. She lived on the Upper West Side. She loved living in New York. Just there's so many unnecessary murders. Horrible. All murders are unnecessary, but just so many more because of this this wokeness and these so-called bail reform. But there is there are occasionally stories where the perps get their comeuppance. There's been a couple of them in Philadelphia recently. A teenage kid who was trying to carjack somebody, a guy was shot. He was wounded, and now a man in Philadelphia allegedly shot three men and killed one of them from his house while they were attempting to steal his car Tuesday morning. The victim of the robbery allegedly had a license to carry a firearm and shot the three men while they were trying to take his car. Police have characterized the incident as a robbery attempted carjacking. The trio tried to flee in a gray Honda Accord but crashed into a school bus. Two of the thieves fled, but the third was pronounced dead. The shooting victim was identified as Santario Natividad. Can his mother be reached for comment, Matt? Santario Natividad? Grieving relatives have demanded...
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
He was. He was, Ma. They've demanded charges for the gunman. He did not have to come out and shoot him, said one of Natividad's lifelong friends. It was a car. All he had to do was call the police. You don't have to shoot someone in the street over a car. By the way, when the cops took custody of the now wrecked car, in addition to finding the dead body in the car, they found a firearm in the car. And I doubt it was a throwdown since the guy was shooting from his house. But, you know, all's well that ends well. That's what I say. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Amtrak Joe, your 1 year, 1 hour, and 53 minute slow motion train wreck.
That's a good way to put it. I hadn't thought about that. One of the texters said, is this a grim milestone? It's 1 year in. I would say it most assuredly is a grim milestone. One down, three to go. Can you take it? Can you take a licking and keep on ticking?
Joe Biden yesterday gave a two-hour presser. Well, actually, it was more of a depressor.
There's a lot to that too. We've got a lot of cuts to play here as we go through the afternoon. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Scally's Irish Ale House on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. For mouthwatering shepherd's pie, scrumptious chicken pot pie, or my decadent favorite, the cheeseburger egg roll. Casual dining and an Irish welcome. What more could you ask for? Scally's Irish Ale House is the place to be on Cape Cod.
Yesterday, Plugs was a pitiful sight in his weak attempt to put up a fight. When he was through, everybody knew he had transformed his presser into a pipe.
You know you got problems when Joe Scarborough is comparing you to Neville Chamberlain. The guy who brought us, I've brought peace in our time after meeting with A. Hitler, Governor. How'd that work out for Neville Chamberlain?
I watched the whole 2 hours of the press conference last night. And every time Joe Biden was asked a question, all I heard for his response was...
And then he would pause, and they would yell something into his ear, and then he would just do it again.
After the press conference, Vladimir Putin called Joe Biden and told him, "Don't worry. We're just going to do about 25 minor incursions into Ukraine. No big deal."
They're going to say the Ukrainians opened fire on them and they had to defend themselves. That's what the Nazis did in September 1939. It's standard operating procedure.
There's absolutely no way Biden will be reelected, and you can blame that on Trump.
You know, the thing is, he's stuck now with Kamala Harris because somebody asked him a stupid question and he said, "I guarantee I'll have a black woman on my ticket." And then he looked around and he said, "I guess it's either Kamala or Maxine Waters or Marilyn Mosby or Lori Lightfoot." So now he's done it to himself again. He said he's guaranteed that she's going to be on the ticket. He is so dumb. He never learns from his mistakes. I mean, we all make the same mistake twice sometimes, but sometimes we learn. Joe Biden is a nitwit.
And now, back to the President Biden press conference, already in progress.
Okay, Dumont Mary, huh? Oh, NBC Blue Mary, huh? Who are you and what is my answer?
Dumont Mary, I like that one. Officer Mark says, "Howie, I have two words for the man who defended his property against the armed car thieves in Philadelphia. Excellent marksmanship." He only got one out of three, though, Officer Mark. The other two escaped.
"I'm a train expert. That's why my thoughts are always getting derailed."
Yeah, he's a train expert. That's why he knows what a train wreck is. There was a column today in the Wall Street Journal from one of Ronald Reagan's speechwriters. And he said that Joe Biden has got to stop alternating between the whispering and the shouting. He's got to stop waving his arms. He's got to stop pounding the table. And he said Reagan never raised his voice like that. He would just look up sometimes and go, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall." And he said that was his theatrical training. But I don't think it was his theatrical training so much as just the fact that he knew how to behave like a sane human being. Joe Biden, whatever ability he had to behave like a normal person, is long since vanished.
"Speak softly and carry a popsicle stick."
That too.
"It's beginning to look a lot like Moscow. In every store you go, oh, the shelves are bare, but the White House doesn't care. They tell you, just ask Joe."
I think they had more supplies on the supermarket shelves in Moscow because that's where the apparatchiks shopped, the Kremlin, the red bosses, the people on the commissars. I think it was in the outlying provinces where they didn't have anything on the shelves. That's why I said it's looking a lot like Odessa, 1978.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, whining about Andrew McCabe's $70,000 table. I know from experience that all good public servants deserve an office with all the necessary accoutrements. But you, of all people, should be whining about tables, considering you stole one from Leechmere. You cantankerous crook. We're going to be fine.
Boy, that guy Duvall remembers a lot of stuff. I didn't steal it from the Leechmere, the old Leechmeres in East Cambridge. I offered to write him a check, and they said, we don't take checks. We'll get cash when we make the delivery. Then they delivered it, and nobody ever asked me for cash. So I didn't steal it. Come on. You're not going to, if I had to go into court, I'd get no bail on that one. But the statute of limitations has long since expired.
Are they still in business?
No, they went out of business.
Well, you can thank yourself.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
I did not kill that box store Leechmere's. Okay, that's it for today's Chump Line. The Chump Line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the weekdays and leave your message. The number to call is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line later in the evening, you can always go to Chopped Chumps. That's where we put the messages we didn't have room for just now. You can get Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock every weeknight Eastern Standard Time and at wherever you can get it, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Scally's Irish Ale House on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. For mouthwatering shepherd's pie, scrumptious chicken pot pie, or my decadent favorite, the cheeseburger egg roll, casual dining and an Irish welcome, what more could you ask for? Scally's Irish Ale House is the place to be on Cape Cod.
Speak softly and carry a popsicle stick.
Only if you can't find a twig. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their ocean view rooms with the two queen-size beds. They're pet-friendly. It's warm with a fireplace. These are the great rooms. They're going fast, as you might expect. Plus, they got the great ocean view from the Cape Cod National Seashore. So book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would things improve or continue to deteriorate if the 25th Amendment were invoked?
That would mean Kamala would become president. I think things would continue to deteriorate, probably even more rapidly.
88% would agree, and there's a 12% that say it would improve.
Well,
Who are these people?
I don't know. Who are they? I mean, Joe Biden still gets a 33% favorability in most polls. Not even half the Democrats want him to run for re-election. I saw that poll. 28% overall want him to run for re-election. 48% of Democrats think he should run again because he's doing such a splendid job. By the way, we're talking about letting people out of jail with no bail after committing horrible crimes. Well, Chiefs linebacker, Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay, you know, they're playing the Bills on Sunday afternoon. He has been arrested. Do you know what he's been charged with, Taylor? Breaking a vacuum cleaner. They took him into custody. He was arrested last night for property damage in Overland Park, Kansas, which is about 20 miles from Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs play. He was at the home of his son's mother. Is that like his girlfriend? When he got into an argument with her and broke her vacuum, according to his rep, per NFL Network. No one was touched, his representative said, beyond the broken appliance. But that vacuum cleaner was just a human being. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, he broke a vacuum cleaner. That sucks. Anyway, I just want to say, senility, thy name is Biden. I was watching the tragedy play out in real time yesterday. It was called the press conference. It looked like a scene out of a Hollywoke movie. The hero got masked by one question on cognitive ability. Did you catch that by Rosen, by Newsmax?
I did. I did. That was a great question, and he totally botched it. I don't know how you can answer a question like that. It's just like, when did you stop beating your wife? You know, but still, I mean, there had to be a better way to answer it than he handled it, didn't there?
Oh yeah. But the question was the answer that Rosen laid on him. It was
right.
Laid out so well that there was
right.
There's no comeback from that.
No, there isn't, and it's pretty clear. I mean, you know, somebody just texted me and said, a lot of people were willing to put up with a lot when it came to inflation, particularly if their stock portfolio was going up and they're looking at their 401k a couple times a week and everything's through the roof. And, for instance, Jared said that when Trump was president, he was making $20,000 a year on his 401k on average. Last year, for the year, he had a net increase of $2 for the year. And that was with the market somewhat up in many regards. Now the market is tanking. The unemployment numbers, they come out on Thursday. They're up for the third week in a row. I don't want to read too much into it, but it's not a good trend. I don't want to increase any runs on the supermarkets, but Procter & Gamble, it's all over the papers today. Procter & Gamble announced an 8% increase going forward in their laundry detergent products, among other things. So, you know, next time you're at the supermarket, pick up some extra laundry detergent, whether you're getting the generic brand or something else, because it's only getting worse. 844-500-4242. Let's have a Kamala cackle here. Cut 14.
Let's talk about COVID, because you all ran on, we are going to get COVID under control. We are going to get this lit. And as we sit here today, as you know, we're going into year three. We are still talking about COVID. And you all admit it. Listen, we've made some mistakes. We're going to do better. We're going to be better. The schools, can the kids go to schools? In New Mexico, the National Guard is being asked to be substitute teachers, all because of COVID. So it is not under control. So I'm wondering, what is your strategy here? And have you come to the point that we have all got to figure out how to live with COVID?
So I'm going to try to unpack the various
unpack
important
I know there's
points
a lot,
that you made.
But
no.
Yeah. I'm going to try to unpack it. Oh, I'm going to try to get my head around it. Oh, I'll give you a granular response. A master of cliches, that cackling Kamala. We'll be right back with The Weekend Woke. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Grace Curley has a new column up at spectatorworld.com about the Democrats' train wreck in the Senate. Not the debate, but in the Senate, where Chuck Schumer was pretty clearly just putting that bill to a vote last night, the voting fraud rights bill. just because he doesn't want to have to run against AOC in the primary later in the year in New York State. I'm wondering. I think she'll wait until 2024 and just take out Gillibrand, who's just even weaker. You know, I think she can. She'd rather just, you know, spend time on Instagram and, you know, walking her French bulldog puppy, and doing all those beautiful people things that, and coming down to Miami Beach, and hanging out maskless, in the nice weather in free America. But anyway, go to we just tweeted out a link to it on HowieCarr@HowieCarrShow.com, and or just go to SpectatorWorld.com, and Grace's column is up. Give it a shot. It's a good piece. 844-500-4242. It's that time of the week when we talk about the weak and woke, and we try to keep you informed with the latest outbreaks. The latest epidemics, pandemics of wokeness, and they're everywhere.
Woke-demics.
Woke-demics. You know, there's certain areas of the country where the Omicron virus has peaked, and it's on the downhill slide. But wokeness is still running amok, I think, in all 50 states. So we got some music to go with this, Taylor.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
I give you a Week in Woke. I listened to the Washington radio station in the morning, to Chris Plant on WMAL, and they had a... they had a hysterical news report today during a break, and they said, "We thought there was going to be snow. All the schools they either were 2 hours late or they just canceled altogether. And all the models said we were going to get snow, and well, you know what happened? There was a light drizzle.
Wah, wah.
but never fear, they can tell you exactly what's going to happen in 100 years when you're dead." But it's going to be Armageddon. Your basement, whoever owns your house in 100 years, their basement will be flooded. They'll have to put the house on stilts to survive. They know what's going to happen in a century, but they didn't know what was going to happen 6 hours.
Can you just list the house as having an indoor pool?
I guess you can do that. So they always, how climate change is going to affect, you know, fill in wherever you live. All right. So, Taylor, what have you got for the weekend woke?
We've got a bunch of stories, and this one has a new job opportunity for 3 undergrads at Bard College. They are being funded.
Bard College. That's in New York, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're being funded by the Office of Inclusive Excellence.
Or are you sure it wasn't the Office of Excellent Inclusiveness?
Nope. Inclusive Excellence, and they are diversity auditors, and they're going
diversity auditors.
Their job,
are they bean counters of diversity?
Pretty much. Their job is to look at every single book in Bard's Stevenson Library and check the books to see if they have adequate representations.
Do they want to find out if Bard Library is in the black?
That's one way of putting it. They're most likely checking on the author's heritage, sex, faith, and physical disabilities, if there are any, to see if the authors are inclusive enough.
How do you think my books are going to do?
You can send a few if you want to be included in the Stevenson Library. But this isn't the first time this has happened. In 2018, Loyola Marymount University in L.A.
Oh, that's nominally a Catholic college, but that is woke to the max. They used to have a good basketball team. Now they have a woke team.
They went through their William H. Hannon Library and found an insufficient number of works in the categories of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender, LGBTQ+. Women's Studies and Disability. So they're trying to add some more of those books.
Well, all they got to do, Taylor, is every Sunday go to the New York Times Book Review and just buy everything in there, because that's the only kind of books they got in the New York Times
Maybe
Book Review
nowadays.
They can
get some sort of co-op program with the New York Times Book Review page. University of California, Irvine also audited nearly a decade of orders by the school's Langston Library and other collections on campus for new scripts of plays. The audit concluded that the school needed its purchases to shift to reflect the increased demand for diverse playwrights.
I'd like to get an audit of how much the demand has increased for diverse playwrights, or just playwrights in general.
What are you reading currently, Howie?
What am I? I got this. I got a double book from Stackhouse Press from a guy named Lorenz Heller, who was a merchant seaman and then fought in World War II and then came down to Florida and drank himself to death at the age of 55. It's my kind of pulp novels.
Doesn't seem to be much on him online. Was he
Lorenz Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R.
I'm looking. Was he a white, non-disabled person?
Yeah, and then
straight, cisgender, white male?
I am reading some nonfiction. I got a book about a guy named McGrath. I guess you know what ethnic group he would be. The title of that book is Doc Boss. He ran the rackets on the Hudson River piers back into the 1970s and 80s.
All right, our next.
I don't think that would pass the diversity audit. Either of those
not.
Two books that I'm reading right now.
What about
now?
That romance World War II novel that you threw out? Was that written by a diverse author that you didn't want in your collection? Is that why you tossed it?
I don't think that was a very diverse book anyway.
Okay.
It was a romance book, but it was definitely not diverse.
If you have a refrigerator or an air conditioner in your home, you are perpetuating climate change, according to the New Yorker's David Owen.
Wait a second. Do you think this guy has a refrigerator in his? He probably lives in a doorman building on Park Avenue in New York City.
He lives in Connecticut, he claims.
Oh, I'm going to guess Fairfield County. Probably Darien, Coscob.
Bantam Lake is where he says he lives, and he admits he has a refrigerator. He says it's not one of the fancy ones where they have an ice bucket on the door, but he does have a refrigerator nevertheless, and they installed recently air conditioning, four-zone air conditioning in their home. Because
you know
what
he is? He is not a zero. He's a sub-zero.
Watch your microaggressions, bro.
He claims that, you know, I've lived there for 37 years, and the summers are hotter than ever.
Oh!
He says,
that's a lame excuse, man.
Changes in the Earth's climate in recent decades have both been frighteningly swift and deceptively slow. Interesting.
How dare you?
I'm not sure how you can arrive at.
I was never a big fan of
conclusions.
I was never a big fan of the New Yorker magazine, but at least they would write somewhat coherently. What did he say again?
He said
it's been slow and fast together.
It's been frighteningly swift and deceptively slow. I guess
it can't be both, pal.
I guess that's how you could describe the weather forecasts in Maryland. Refrigerators use compressors, condensers, and coils filled with volatile compounds to transfer heat from the inside to outside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah, that's work. That's why they work.
That's why my leftovers that's why you stay can, cold.
That's right. That's why you can put some cream in the refrigerator, and it'll be okay.
You're right. He says much of the world's recent growth in cooling capability has been an adaptive response to global warming, but the problem is self-perpetuating because the electricity that refrigerators and air conditioners run on is mostly generated by burning fossil fuels.
So his solution is that everybody who voted for Donald Trump has to give up their refrigerators.
He doesn't offer a solution, but he waxes poetic about this old, you know, run-down ice mill that was down the river from him, and he wishes those days were back.
You know what? I'll bet if he went on to eBay, he could find himself an ice box. I don't know how we could get those big chunks of ice delivered, because the last one that I know around in Boston was Brookline Ice and Coal. I haven't seen a Brookline Ice and Coal truck for a while.
Man with kidney failure removed from transplant list because he's unvaccinated. This is
a scary story.
One of the most heartless stories from a hospital I've ever heard. Shamgar Connors of Stafford, Virginia, was reportedly told by the University of Virginia's Transplant Center that he's no longer eligible for a life-saving kidney transplant because he has not received his COVID-19 vaccine. Newsmax broke this story, and they got a recording of the phone call between Connors and his doctor. And the doctor said, our policy is if you, in order to have people, this is verbatim like how he does with the Joe Biden columns, in order to have people active on the transplant list and get a transplant, you need to be fully vaccinated. You don't want to move forward, the doctor said. Connor said, I'd rather die of kidney failure than get the vaccine. He said, I just had COVID and I got over it. I'm not scared of it. Like, you have a 99.9997% chance to survive. And the doctor said, that's all pretty inaccurate data. But it's obviously your choice, but it's not your choice if you want to be active on the list.
Whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? And by the way, when is Governor Youngkin going to do something about the University of Virginia? Last week we were telling you that they were, the day before he was going to be inaugurated, they were saying you had to get vaccinated because they knew he was going to end the vaccine mandate.
Right.
And to re-register for the spring semester for students and faculty and staff, you had to get vaccinated. You had to get the booster shot. He's got to do something about that place.
I hope so. And
it's not enough for UNC, my alma mater, to kick the hell out of them in basketball like we did last week. They need more punishment.
Our last story today is lawmakers in at least 12 states. This is a good part of this woke story. Have introduced legislation to require schools to post lists of all their teaching materials online, including books, articles, and videos, so they know what their kids are being taught in schools. In fact, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last week said Florida law should provide parents with the right to review the curriculum used in their children's schools. Now, it is getting pushback from the teachers' unions.
They're emailing in and going on social media from their vacation resorts in the Caribbean
or Hawaii
or Hawaii. Right.
Teachers, their unions, and free speech advocates say the proposals would excessively scrutinize daily classwork and would lead teachers to preemptively pull potentially contentious materials to avoid drawing criticism. Yeah, that's the point. Thank you. John Friedman, director of free expression and education at PEN America, a nonprofit group that promotes free speech, says it's important we call this out. It's a shift toward more neutral-sounding language, but it's something that is potentially just as censorious.
Censorious. So it's okay to be censorious with the diversity auditors. But
yes.
If you go the other way, then that's book burning and violations of the First Amendment and freedom of speech.
And they are pretty much admitting that they do have a bent towards liberal policies in that it's a shift toward more neutral-sounding language. It's supposed to be. It's school. You're not supposed to indoctrinate the children.
I'll bet liberal is an understatement for what these – have you seen the – well, you've seen these books because you got a kid now.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the kind of books that they're promoting.
Awful. It's awful. Yeah, we have to proofread the children's books, even at that age, for what they're trying to indoctrinate the children with. Last quote here. This is from one of our favorite people, Randy Weingarten, the president of American Federation of Teachers. She said, good schools and good school districts have always had curriculum transparency, including extensive two-way communication between parents and educators. This is just the latest attempt by Chris Rufo and others to exploit the frustration of COVID to create a toxic environment where the biggest losers are children and their recovery. So basically what she's admitting there is that because of our Zoom classes, you parents have been hearing what our teachers are telling your kids every day, and you're fed up with it.
I thought she said that she wanted the kids back in school.
Because she doesn't want the parents hearing what the teachers are telling their kids.
By the way, I have more experience in a classroom, college classroom, but still it's a classroom, than Randy Weingarten has. And she's the head of the teachers' union.
You've probably got more experience as a physician, Dr. Carr, than Anthony Fauci has.
I think I probably do. I've helped a lot of people with prescriptions.
That's the Week in Woke.
All right. Thank you. By the way, that guy from the New Yorker, is someone knows where Litchfield County is. I'm not familiar with Litchfield County, but it's apparently in northwest Connecticut. And the guy says 6-1 Bantam Lake is in the very she Litchfield County of northwest Connecticut, where there neither you nor I could afford to live. And 603 says Marley and Me will be banned at Bard College because of the lack of poodles. And probably pit bulls, too. All right. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Democrats' crazy Build Back Better plan, but the Democrats won't give up that easily. Biden was saying at his press conference yesterday they got to chop up the latest welfare handout bill and try to pass it in pieces. That is most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do this year may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 in circulation now has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Let's have a little bit more of Savannah Guthrie with Kamala Harris this morning. And Savannah Guthrie, you know, not really a tough interrogator. Here she is being talked over. Cut 11.
Laws which will be felt by at least 55 million Americans, regardless of their party affiliation, their race, their gender, or their geographic location.
Well, to the point, though, because so those bills were clear, debated.
If I may finish.
But the specific question, if you don't mind, does he think, now that these bills haven't been passed, that the 22 midterms won't be legitimate or fair or free?
Let's not conflate issues. So
she can't answer that question. And by the way, 55 million people, 1/6 of the country, is going to be disenfranchised because they're not going to purge the voting rolls of dead people. Really? Let's not conflate issues here. I'm Howie Carr.